Hey everyone, Tim Holland here, and welcome back to Growth Strategies for Jewelers, the podcast where we dive into exactly how independent jewelers can grow their revenue, maintain their margins, create an unforgettable brand, and keep those VIP customers coming back for life. Today, I want to talk about something that's on every jeweler's mind, but isn't talked about enough: how to scale your business to multi-million dollar revenue levels without the headache of opening a new location. That's right, you don't have to rent another storefront, hire a whole new staff, or stretch yourself thin managing multiple sites to hit those big numbers. I'm calling this episode the 30MLR Revenue Growth Playbook because I'm going to share some key strategies that independent jewelers are using right now to grow their revenue dramatically, all under one roof. So let's dive in. First off, why do jewelers feel pressured to open new locations to grow? It's pretty simple. More locations equal more customers, right? But here's the problem. Expanding physically comes with massive overhead, staffing challenges, and diluted control over your brand experience. Plus, not every market is ripe for another store, and opening new locations can actually hurt your margins if you're not careful. The good news, you can grow big by digging deeper into your existing customer base and maximizing every dollar they spend with you. Here's what that looks like in practice. Number one, double down on your VIP customers. If you're not already identifying who your top 10, 20% customers are, the ones driving 60, 80% of your revenue, you're leaving money on the table. These are the folks who love your brand, trust you, and want to buy more from you. Focus your marketing and customer service efforts on them. Think personalized experiences, exclusive events, early access to new collections, and tailored communications that make them feel truly valued. Number two, create irresistible, high-margin product bundles and collections. Instead of pushing single items, package complementary pieces together, say a matching necklace, bracelet, and earring set, and offer them at a compelling value. This increases average order size and boosts your margins because bundled products often have better profitability than standalone sales. Number three, leverage your existing sales data to personalize your marketing. This is where technology steps in. Use CRM tools to track purchase history, preferences, and engagement. Then send targeted emails or messages that speak directly to what each customer wants or needs next. For example, if someone bought an engagement ring from you last year, a timely message about anniversary bands or jewelry care services can prompt a repeat sale without any new location needed. Number four, build a referral program that rewards your best customers for bringing in their friends and family. Word of mouth is king in this business, and happy VIPs are your best brand ambassadors. Make it easy and lucrative for them to share your business, whether that's through discounts, exclusive gifts, or VIP-only perks. Number five, expand your services to include things beyond just selling jewelry. Think about jewelry cleaning and repair, custom design consultations, or even financing options. These services deepen customer relationships, create repeat visits, and add revenue streams without the cost of a new storefront. Now, I know some of you are thinking, Tim, this all sounds great, but how do I actually put this into practice without overwhelming my team? That's where smart marketing partners come in. At Deep Earth, we specialize in helping jewelers build these kinds of growth systems. From data-driven VIP marketing programs to crafting unforgettable brand experiences that keep customers coming back for life. The goal is to make growth manageable, scalable, and margin-friendly. So, to recap, you don't need to open new locations to hit $30 million in revenue. Instead, focus on cultivating and rewarding your VIP customers, creating high-margin product bundles, using sales data to personalize marketing, launching a robust referral program, expanding services that deepen customer relationships. Master these, and you're well on your way to scaling your business sustainably. All right, if you're ready to dig deeper and start implementing these strategies, I invite you to visit deeparthmkt.com. We've got resources, case studies, and a team ready to help you unlock your business's full potential without the growing pains of physical expansion. Thanks for spending a few minutes with me today. Remember, growth isn't about chasing more locations. It's about making your current location and customers work smarter and harder for you. I'm Tim Holland, and I'll catch you next time on Growth Strategies for Jewelers. Keep growing, keep shining.